This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. As I like to say, welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me and being involved, being engaged, being part of the process, as I like to say. And you are being part of the process, by the way. When you're involved and engaged, when you get involved with people in the chat room, whether it's on the website or on Facebook or wherever it is, you are getting involved. We also have a chat room on the phone app. We do have a phone app. You can get those at, was it the Apple Store or the Android Store? I don't know what they call them. I don't really care. But on either one of them, you can get information. If you want to be involved in, if you want to get our email once a week, not a problem. All you got to do is go up to the website, like I keep telling you. You know, go up to the website and sign up for our weekly, web blast or email blast or whatever you want to, whatever makes you more comfortable with it. Because some of you make fun of me for the way I speak about it. And to me, it's just a newsletter kind of thing. We'll let you know who's coming on, right? We'll let you know what the topics we're going to be discussing, that kind of stuff. So send it there. If you're not into emails, that's okay. That's cool because I'm not either. You can send me, send for a text alert. And the way you do that is you text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. Okay, as many of you heard today, I mean, this is like smorgasbord hour. We're going to hit a whole bunch of stories. As many of you have heard today, the new Durham's probe is turned in now to a criminal probe. And I think that that's wonderful because remember something. Who was in charge when this whole thing went down? Who was in charge, right, when we wanted to find out what was going on? Obama. It's Obama's DOJ. Just like Hillary's email server, right? The left is now saying, see that? She was exonerated. No, there were 38 people in the State Department and other places that were followed. Why didn't Obama's DOJ find any of this? Matter of fact, they did find it. They chose to ignore it. The new group has chosen to hold people's feet to the fire. That's the difference. Again, if this was Republican, they'd be all over them like white on rice. One of my favorite things. So U.S. Attorney John Durham, his ongoing probe in the FBI and the DOJ misconduct, now they've transitioned it into a full-fledged criminal investigation. So it's not like a criminal probe. Now it's an investigation. A few people who are familiar with the investigation said that they are moving double time on this. One source added that the Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz's upcoming report on the FBI surveillance abuses will also shed light on why Durham's probe has become a criminal inquiry. It would be great to see some of these guys do jail time. And I don't care. Listen, I know some of you want them in there for years. I don't care if these guys go to jail for 30 days. Somebody needs to lock them up behind bars. They are not immune to all of this. The investigation's new status means that Durham can subpoena witnesses and file charges. Right? He can also pull together fact-finding grand juries, which is what Schiff should be doing. And tell you something, I was thinking about something earlier today as I was looking through some of these stories. I know I do this all the time. Bear with me. Schiff, why doesn't, this would be wonderful, Why doesn't Lindsey Graham subpoena Schiff for the information that he has in the probe? He could do it. He's got the legal right. And let Schiff ignore the subpoena. Let Schiff not answer questions. Put it back on them. Play the game with them. Barr reportedly told embassy officials in Italy that he needed a conference room to meet high-level Italian security agents where he could be sure no one was listening. It's pretty sad when you can't trust your own people, the people that work under you, to the point where you have to go to other governments, you know, get into security or be in secure rooms in other governments. And that's, if Trump made a big boo-boo, his biggest boo-boo was not fighting everybody in his administration who could spell the name Obama. They all needed to go. And there are even people that he thought were on his side, that thought were close to him, thought that were for the American people. They're not. A source in the Italian Ministry of Justice told the Daily Beast earlier this month that Barr and Durham were played a taped deposition made by Joseph Misfud, the professor who allegedly told the ex-Trump aide George Papadopoulos that the Russians had dirt on Hillary Clinton. Misfud reportedly was explaining to authorities in the deposition why people would want to harm him and why he needed police protection. Papadopoulos has suggested he was connected with Misfud as part of a setup orchestrated by the intelligence agencies. You know, I've heard about this stuff before. People have shown me some evidence before of how the CIA and the FBI have worked together and try to set somebody up or get information from somebody. Sources told Fox News that Durham was very interested to question former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper. And, on top of that, which I think is fine, also Director John Brennan from the CIA. And not because they're anti-Trump people. Right? It's because things were done wrong. These people really thought that Hillary was going to be elected. That's why they threw all rules to the side, because they knew. They knew she would cover for them. Now, Durham's criminal review, or since he's announced it, has prompted, now check this out, some CIA officials to obtain criminal legal counsel because they know they're going to be interviewed. Why would you get legal counsel? I mean, especially if you had nothing, if you weren't worried about anything, right? A lot more on this after the break. A lot more in the Obama administration. They're not in the clear yet. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Couldn't do this song today, could you? So, Mr. your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Some of you guys know where I live. You sent emails or requests wanting to know if we're okay. We're fine. If you want to send money, you can. But other than that, we're fine. I'll always take the money. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe at therealside.com. Joe at therealside.com. Appreciate your time, your concern, resources. You have the website, all kinds of things up there you can look at, partake of, answer to, respond to, the stories and other things. We're talking about now how the Durham's probe is now turned into a full-fledged criminal investigation. What does that tell you? Now, some on the left are saying, well, you know, this is driven by Barr, driven by Trump, it's just a facade. You know, it's really funny how everything that they do, did you notice this on the left? Everything they do is within the law. I mean, this is in their mind, by the way, is within the law, is righteous, is called for by the people. Right? I mean, remember something. Here's the thing. You could give them, show you how dull they are. If you could give them some credibility, except from the day that Trump was elected, they called for his impeachment. Maxine Waters and the rest of them called for his impeachment. All right? I mean, really, when you think about this as a whole, this, they never thought he would win. When they saw there was a good chance he could win or saw that he did win, they went out of their minds. Right? Right in a clap worth the hell, not only when Misfits spoke to Papadopoulos, but also when the unverified, largely discredited dossier was submitted. Right? And they knew that Steele knew this was wrong. Or fake. It was funded by the Hillary Clinton. Now some go, yo, no, it was funded by the... Okay, yeah, the Republicans were involved on the front end. Then they just threw their heads up and gave up, didn't want anything to do with it. Hillary Clinton and the Democrat National Committee, they took over. They took it. And so here you have the Democrat Committee trying to elect a Democrat, trying to get rid of Donald Trump. They give that to the FBI... So the FBI can look into it. They know it's fake. They know it's not real. Funded by the Democrats. And Obama was fine with this. Clapper. I mean, these guys, we're supposed to be able... Do you realize that the FBI is the most powerful and was at one time the most trusted law enforcement agency on the planet? And I feel sorry for the rank and file at the FBI because now they're tainted. And this isn't a little dot. This is a major blemish. Now, every court case, everything that goes through the court system, you're going to be able to say, the FBI has been known to do this before. The FBI told a FISA court that it did not believe that Steele was the direct source. All right, because it was a news article. You guys already know this. There was a news article released, based on the report. And they used a news article based on the report that they actually gave them to go to the FISA court and get the warrant. It's crazy. And London court showed the exact opposite. And now we see even further now that Steele had communications with the State Department. So all this incestuous stuff comes together to hang Trump. They knew exactly what they were doing. Without evidence, Steele claimed that the Russians were running a technical or human operation out of Moscow to go after, to influence our elections. Again, no proof. Nothing. So I want you to think, you and I don't have the money to fight this. You and I aren't big enough to get the news media that we need to push back on this. I mean, this is scary at its core. This isn't, some of you are saying, this is what the deep state's all about. Great, fine, call it what you want. This is the government doing what they want outside the law. And people come here from all over the world or want to come here from all over the world because of the rule of law, because they believe or sense that the government can't get them because of the law. The government can't force them to do things because of the law. And Peter Strzok is all over this report. So I'm hoping that Strzok finally gets sick of this. See, if they would start putting more pressure on these people, you know as well as I do, they would turn state's evidence. They would start turning other people in. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Think Obama administration wasn't corrupt? Because that's all we ever hear. We hear over and over and over and over and over and over and over again that these guys did absolutely nothing wrong. They weren't corrupt. Everything was cool. Everything was wonderful, right? Come on, you hear that. Now, when Obama and his political supporters keep telling us that his administration was scandal-free, unlike administrations before him, he said we're probably the first administration in modern history that hasn't had a major scandal in the White House. Out of his mouth. There's a new book coming out that's going to show you what a lie all that is. And we don't need a book to tell us that. Some of us were alive while it was happening and actually paying attention. Now, left, you got to remember something. Big leaning left media, they never, never go after their own. Democrats is what I mean by that. Right, I saw an article the other day how the Republicans are the most scandal-ridden political group there is. And I just started laughing to myself. Yeah, because the left never reports on what the left-leaning papers never report on what the left does. They never make a big deal out of what the left does. I mean, you look at Weinstein, you look at, Wiener, and a few of the others. There was never any big stories around those in the beginning, especially in the beginning. We go down a whole list of people that, along those lines that committed egregious acts while they were in Congress, and nothing, not a word. Right? Let's not forget the IRS, right? It has been proved over and over and over again for years that the IRS targeted conservative groups, groups with certain names. Right? And the VA's wait list that the government knew about. Right? And think about that. The government knew that the VA was keeping lists like this. The complaints had come in. Not only did they not investigate, when they filed proof with it, they never did anything about it. Why? That's not a scandal. Killing our veterans, allowing our veterans to needlessly die is not a scandal. All right. I gotta go get a drink. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, South Carolina Senator Republican Lindsey Graham putting pressure on House Democrats Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi to release transcripts and audio from closed-door testimony as the impeachment inquiry rolls on.
The purpose of the resolution is to let the House know the process you're engaging in regarding the attempted impeachment of President Trump is out of bounds.
Graham telling reporters on Capitol Hill it's an illegitimate process.
It's a Star Chamber-type inquiry, and it's a substantial deviation from what the House has done in the past regarding impeachment.
In other news, he's resting at home. Former President Jimmy Carter released from the hospital after falling at his house and breaking his pelvis. Carter is 95. On Wall Street, the Dow down 28 points, the Nasdaq gaining 66. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
We are back.
Can't touch.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. For some odd reason, every time that song plays, I get a vision of Corey Duncan in those big cargo pants. Oh, parachute pants, cargo, whatever they are, right? I mean, can you imagine? I don't imagine. Never mind. We're talking about the, well, we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff, but this particular, let me finish up on the criminal investigation, and it's already starting. I mean, while you guys were on break, I was looking at some of the messages that I was being sent from some of those, excuse me, you know, at times I just have to say it. Some of you guys that are on the left, that is so ideological. You think that everything that the Democrat Party thinks, does, or acts on is righteous, is right before God and Mother Nature. If you have a thought, it's true. Everything you say is true. Anything we say is suspect. Everything. Everything we do is suspect. Everything we say is suspect. And they're already saying that two of the most respected guys in the business, right? Durham. I can't think of the other guy's name. God, Horowitz. Okay? Extremely respected. Well, they are now right-wing agents. I'm surprised they didn't say they were Russian agents. That would have made so much more sense. But they're now right-wing agents, right? They're partisan. The investigation is partisan. The investigation is going to be partisan. You know why they keep doing this? You know why they're making such a big deal and making all this dust? I believe they know what they're doing is wrong. I believe that. But I believe that what they're doing is they're creating a diversion, if you would. As long as they keep energy and our focus on what they're doing, we can't investigate other things. We can't go get the information we need, or we won't. But I think we should leave them alone, like a bunch of little brats doing what they're doing. Let them dig their own grave, and let's go out and get all that information that we can get. The Senate needs to be doing all kinds of hearings, and every time somebody comes out of one of their hearings, every time somebody's subpoenaed by them, and it comes out of then the next day, the Senate needs to issue a subpoena to the same person. The same person. Two reasons. One is, they can always say, hey, if they turn them down, say, well, wait a minute, you went into the congressional one, you have to come into the Senate one. If you won't come into the Senate one, what are you hiding? What are you doing wrong? then subpoena the records. And when you don't get any records and the thing is almost done, subpoena Adam Schiff. Let him turn it down. Remember what they keep saying. What's their mantra? They're not above the law. That simple. Anyway, so let me give you an idea here, okay? In a book, let me see, Peter Schweitzer's book, right? I know, everybody gets crazy with him, but there's always truth in lies. There's always truths in misinformation. All right, so even if you think his books are scams and they're not real, they came from somewhere. There are truths in these. His book on how our politicians hide corruption and they enrich their own families and friends, we're seeing that come true with Joe Biden. That was the other thing I was thinking about when I was watching some of these shows tonight. You know, listening to some of the comments being made, if you would. I mean, you got to love Joe Biden. He comes out and he starts, now think carefully. I want you to pay attention here, okay? He comes out, he starts ripping up Trump's kids on camera because they're consulting the president and they have no knowledge of the things, think about this. He said, and they have no knowledge about the things that they're consulting the president on. They have no business consulting him. And they're not getting paid. He didn't say that. I'm saying that. So Joe Biden richly tells President Trump that his kids shouldn't be telling him anything, consulting with him, because they have no idea what they're doing, no experience in those areas. However, totally defends his son, who we now come to find out is being paid $160,000 a month to work for an energy company when he has no experience in energy whatsoever, except that his last name is Biden. So his son was getting paid for something he didn't know what to do. Right? And the Trump kids are not getting paid and simply being consultants for daddy. Because I'll tell you what, if you look at the last 50 years of what's been going on, the experts haven't done a great job now, have they? With the wars they've gotten us into, the things they've gotten us into. I think it was Jared. I might be misinformed, but Jared Kushner, isn't he the one that helped work the deal about moving the embassy in Jerusalem? That's a great accomplishment. The experts couldn't get it done. President Trump came in, he signed, he said, get it done, I want it done in a couple of weeks, put it over here, end the discussion. Jared, go make it happen. And I don't know. Remember, with President Obama, the sky was supposed to open, the seas were supposed to part, and peace was supposed to be on the land, which is so far from the truth. Come on, think about it. So far from the truth. Trump comes in, starts giving orders, and things start to happen. His campaign promises start to happen. People don't know what to do with that. A politician that tried to keep his word, that did keep his word? I think it's wonderful. And I'm good with it. I think it's perfect. Exactly went down exactly like it was supposed to. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Okay. We've been on this Katie Hill thing for a couple of weeks now. And some people, you know, really upset about it because her sexual preference. Look, let's be clear about this. Who she's having sex with, how many, when, where, whatever. None of my business. I don't care. I do not care. I care about her being a person of her word. I care about her being a person of integrity. I care about her doing the right thing as she stated she would. You know, the Democrats are really, really quick and fast to start throwing darts at us when they think we're doing something wrong or they make up something that they think we're doing wrong. But when they're caught in the act, all of a sudden it's okay. Not a big deal. So Hill is an openly bisexual congresswoman. Now, I'm going to sound callous about this, but I'm not trying to be, by any stretch. But she's an openly bisexual congresswoman. I don't care. I don't even know why that's in the story. But she's also the vice chairwoman of the powerful House Oversight Committee. She has come down and said she did nothing wrong. Now she's come out and said, well, okay, I did have an inappropriate relationship with a female staffer. All right? But as I said the other night, she complained that she didn't have a relationship with another staffer, a male staffer of hers, from the campaign office that now moved into the congressional office. So she hasn't told us the truth yet. Why should we believe that? That would be my first question. Right? Why would that be? Now, she said in the last couple of years of her marriage, the relationship was very abusive. But she also admitted that the relationship with her husband was very abusive. But she also admitted that the throuple, that she had a throuple, which means there was another woman involved. The three of them lived in the same house. The three of them were having relations with each other. Why would she bring another woman in to have a relationship with an abusive man? Another abusive person. I am totally perplexed by that. She says it was a consensual relationship. The other partner said, well, it started off that way, but it really, really got bad. Okay? So Katie says she was abused by the husband, but the female partner said it might have been Katie that was a little bit more abusive, a little more nastier than she wants to admit to being. So, you know, when you go down this road, stop lying about it. Man, her communications person is lousy. She needs to fire that person and get herself a new one. Really that simple. And why is it so hard? I mean, this has been a party for her 24/7. Right? This is a, what do they call them, a frat party? Right? Just like college break for her for 2 weeks, and they're partying down for 2 weeks. But no, she'd been doing this the whole time she was there. Right? I want you to think about something. George Papadopoulos, the former foreign policy advisor for President Trump, he served 12 days in federal prison for lying to federal investigators. He weighed in on Hill's controversy, right? Certain districts are not being governed and represented properly, he said, including the 25th, which is where Katie Hill is. Papadopoulos said that I've reached out to by leaders who are helping other Republicans run in the state, and I think I have a great shot running for Congress and winning. Definitely a goal of mine. Now, the guy who screwed up big time, acting because he really wasn't paying attention. I don't know what his problem is. I'd love to get him on a show. I may reach out to him. Republican Representative Matt Gaetz, I think is his name. He said, this is absurd. The only person who seems to have a gripe is Katie Hill and his soon-to-be ex. I mean, he hasn't read anything. He doesn't understand. Joe Messina, your host, finish up on this inside the break. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. I love it when we say that. That is the new theme song I've attached to our Congress. Okay, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that she's spending with us. All right, so, you know, when it comes to this whole controversy with Congress people, first of all, I know some of you young people are going to get mad at me, but I don't really care at this point. Some of you just aren't mature enough. And the problem, you know, I've spoken to others to say, hey, do you realize how young our founding fathers were? But they were so much more mature. And the problem is you guys haven't really been held, your feet haven't been held to the fire of being responsible. A lot of you don't even want to get married. You don't want to buy a house. You don't want to make commitments. A lot of you, not all, but a lot of you. So when you send young people to Congress where the commitment is, well, I would hope, look, I'm a lousy school board member. And I don't mean that to demean other school board members. But I'm saying I'm not a congressperson, right? I know the work I put into my job. I know what it takes for me to read the information we get, to ask the right questions, right? You can't party as, and now again, I'm not making this up as I go. This is in the text messages that have been revealed. You cannot party most nights till 3 o'clock in the morning and do your job the next day. I was reading an article about Omar. She won't even go to a meeting before 11 o'clock. What's that all about? She's getting paid $170,000 a year to work 11 to 5. Are we serious? I want that job. I'll do it for half the money. But here's my biggest problem with all this. And a lot of you won't agree with me, but I don't really care. Two things. There's a picture that shows her with a bong in her hand. All right? When do you take your commitment and your oath seriously? As a federal employee, which is what she's considered, classified, right? As a federal employee, she can't touch dope. She cannot touch a controlled substance. It's against the law. Now, you're in Congress, lady. Change it. Help change the law if that's what you want to do. Right? But it's still against the law. And you states, if you live in a state where dope is legal, the feds at any time at this point can walk in and shut these places down and confiscate whatever they have in the store, in their fields, because state law, as I recall, doesn't supersede federal law when it comes to this stuff. That simple. And by the time you got a court injunction, the feds would already be burning that stuff. No judge could do it. A judge can't decide that he's going to make a ruling against the law. Now, some of the more liberal judges are doing that. So, you know, when you look at this and you look what's happening here, so there's one thing. Now, either somebody didn't tell her, she was ignorant, she was partying, she was excited. But here's the deal with that, too. Some people say, well, I think that was taken while she was partying before she was elected. Okay, great. The FBI asked you if you had, I want to know, maybe we should make a FOIA request. I don't know. But the FBI will ask you, have you taken of these drugs within the last 6 years? I think that's the question. I'm not sure exactly what it is. But even in the last year, she'd have to say yes. Did she lie? Because that yes would keep her off these committees, would have kept her off these committees. You know, the Democrats run around screaming how the Russians had Trump, because they had pictures of him naked in bed with other women. But here there's a boatload of pictures of her naked with her girlfriend, okay, and doing other things. And you don't think the Russians would get a hold of that if they wanted? There's no chance that the Russians would go after her or the Chinese or any other group that were trying to compromise her, if you would? Oh, no, not that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Okay, and the best one of all, the crowning glory, is on her pelvic. There is a picture of an Iron Cross. Now, some of you going, what's the big deal? It's an Iron Cross. Well, actually, it's what morphed, what the Nazis... The real Nazis, what they used to come up with the swastika. Really that simple. Okay? And we all know, and she's out there. She is making reference to those of us who believe in Trump or Republicans as a whole as being Nazis. Trump as being Hitler-esque. Right, she and some of you will say, well, I've never heard her say that Trump was not Hitler. I mean, Trump was Hitler. Well, I'm going to use your line about her, you on the left, when you said that she, you know, just because she doesn't deny something, doesn't mean she's for it. So when do we hold their feet to the fire? Come on, think this through. When do we hold their feet to the fire? So she's got this tattoo, and like I said the other day, with the money I made, you know, she's making $170,000, which is twice as much money she's ever made. So when you have this tattoo, you're making that kind of money, and you're in that office, and I hope, I would think, I would pray that you would have some respect for that office. When do you... Would you get rid of it? I mean, I don't even know how to lay this out in plain, simple English. Wouldn't you just simply get rid of it? I'm looking at it now. That's what's throwing me off. It's a pretty interesting picture, but whatever. And again, people that want to make a big, well, you know, it's this is something between her and her. No, it's not between her and her soon-to-be ex. No, it's not. Because again, you cannot be outraged by something the right does when you're on the left. Something the right does, you equate it to the worst thing humanly possible, which is Nazis and or Hitler, while you're walking around with the insignia. Now, according to the dictionary, unless we're going to change it now, the Iron Cross is a famous German military medal dating back to the 19th century. Now, during the 1930s, the Nazi regime in Germany, they superimposed a swastika on the traditional medal, turning it into a Nazi signal. That's what they did. That's what it meant. Now, some of her protectors, I don't know what else to call them, came out today and said, hey, maybe it's just a skateboard insignia. I mean, are we serious about this? This is how we're gonna cover up? So I've said all this to say not just to pound on her this whole time. But I said all that to say mostly you're out there talking about how the illegal things that Donald Trump's doing, the illegal things that other Republicans are doing. Now they're calling for Getz to be arrested because he stormed into a secure room. He could have compromised national security. Give me a break. Right? Schiff is on the phone with what he perceives to be some kind of Russian agent or something who has pictures of the president. He's going to figure out how to get that information. That's not a breach of national security. Compromising pictures of the president. Excuse me. Right, I don't. If you can't see the hypocrisy, then you're not firing on all brain cells. Not working for you. So again, for me, it's back. It goes back again to the hypocrisy of the left calling us out for what we do, or what they perceive that we do. In another piece in Red State. They have pictures and text messages backing up the partying. So again, when do you get out of the college dorm and move into real life, right? I mean, she's got tonnage of booze in her closet. It's a party 24/7. So she, Omar, AOC, and others have got to be making it hard. I doubt it, because the left will vote for them anyway, because they're Democrats. Make it very hard for us to want to trust young people to go into office. I think personally that somebody who wants to go into Congress, somebody who wants to go into the Senate, and especially at the federal level, maybe even the state level, I don't know. Haven't given that much thought. Maybe you should run and serve on a school board, run and serve on a city council, run and serve as dog catcher, I don't know. Town council, whatever it is. Water board. Maybe you should serve on one of those so you know the work it takes. You know what it is. You know what it's all about. You're making legislation. You're coming up with ideas. And not just these social justice ideas or these warrior ideas. But real ideas that are going to make life better for Americans as a whole. Not the people that you think it's going to make it better for, but life better for the whole, for the majority of Americans still here. Not getting things primed and ready for people who might move here in the future, who might try to come over the border. So, anyway. All right, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. You got any stories you want me to do, email them to me, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Let me know the topic, the person you want me to bring on. Maybe they have a book. Give me all the information you can. Don't make me do all the work. God bless. Have a great rest of the day, and thank you for being with me. I really do appreciate your time.